he was driving to Atlanta when his car broke down. It was late one night on the interstate and no one was around. A truck pulled up, three men got out, he thought they'd stop to help. But they grabbed him by the arms and beat him to the ground. They robbed him of his money and left him half dead on the road. He couldn't move, his body ached, blood ran from his nose. Three thugs laughed as they climbed back into the truck. Said something about his future and that he'd run out of luck. His eyes were closing, and Corey knew time was not on his side. Oh God, he prayed, send someone to help me, someone to save my life. A little while later, a car drove up, someone was looking over the scene. For a moment, Corey thought his attackers had come to finish their deadly deed. Well, I can't get involved in this, the driver muttered to himself. I've got to make a deal, and if I don't show, they'll take their business somewhere else. As he hit the gas, he looked up into his rear-view mirror. He's probably dead already anyhow. Oh, why should I care? Oh, God, my hope, my strength, my life. Oh, God, save me, help me tonight. Cry. Oh God, heal me with the love of Christ. Now Corey knew he needed the axe, so he tried to roll up on his side. He thought, if I can just get to my feet, maybe I can flag down a ride. But the pain he felt as he tried to move quickly ended that plan. As he lay on the pavement, he could only pray it was out of his hands. A van appeared, slowed down, and came to a stop. Corey heard footsteps, but he couldn't see, his eyes were swollen shut. Well, I think he's dead, someone said, he's been beaten to a pulp. Corey groaned and tried to say, please get me help. No, he's not dead, but I don't think he's gonna make it anyway. And if we call the cops, we're gonna have to explain, and that's gonna take all day. Let's get out of here before somebody thinks we're the ones that did it. You know I've got a record, and when the cops see us, they're gonna wanna check it. And I don't want any trouble, I finally got a job. It might not be much, but it pays the bill, by God. They got back in the van, the driver said, what more could we do? Or maybe tomorrow we can find out a little more about it on the evening news. Oh God, my hope, my strength, my life. God, heal me with the love of Christ. Now Corey Lee was dying, he'd lost all consciousness. Hanging on by a thread, taking shallow breaths. In the early quiet morning, an old truck came down the interstate. In the back, someone started yelling, the truck pulled into the emergency lane. Four men jumped out of the back and two came out of the cab. They ran over to Corey and knelt down beside him to see if he was dead. El Hasim al Heredo Moise Veterente, the others shook their head. vimos que el Alvaro el hospital o el Moriria, we went to make a bed. They picked him up and laid him carefully on the bed of the truck. Estabamos listo, vamos allá tan pronto puedes, they called to the driver in the front. About half an hour later, they carried him into the emergency room. The doctors went to work and it was none too soon. Now the men who brought him in, well, they didn't hang around long. They disappeared saying they had jobs in another town. A few months later, Corey took out a newspaper ad. Gracias a usted, mi vecino, usted me salvó la vida, it said. Oh God, my hope, my strength, my life. Oh God, send help and save me tonight. Oh God, hear my desperate cry. Oh God, heal me with the love of Christ. Oh God, with the love of Christ.